Good afternoon, and thank you for joining the Snipp Interactive third quarter of fiscal 2003 conference call. My name is Atul Sabharwal, founder and chief executive officer of Snipp Interactive. A copy of our most recent earnings press release can be found at the investor relations section of our company website, snipp.com, and our financials have been posted to SEDAR. The company reports its financials in US dollars. Thus, for today's discussion, we are referencing that currency unless otherwise noted. In addition to myself on the call today, we also have the founder and chief executive officer of Gambit, Richard Pistelli, as well as our CFO, Jason Garcha. Guys, just to confirm, you guys can hear me all right? Jason or Richard, do you want to just confirm that?
We hear you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Before beginning our formal remarks, I'd like to remind listeners that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that reflect management's current views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in these forward-looking statements. Snipp does not plan to update any forward-looking statements except as required. Okay, now for the fun stuff. It has been quite some time since we last spoke to our investors in a public forum. We are thankful and delighted to be reconnecting today. Let's start with what's on everyone's mind. It's still stuck in mind. Why the delay in our 2022 results? So look, here's what happened. We appointed a new auditor for our 2022 audit, not because we wanted to. This change occurred as our old auditor decided to leave the technology sector and focus on mining only. What could we do? With every new auditor, you run the risk that interpretation of standards is different, and what had been interpreted in one way for the last 10 years of us running this company by two previous auditors, unfortunately, was not interpreted in the same way by our new auditors. We appointed RSM after an exhaustive evaluation process pitting multiple audit firms against each other. RSM, the fifth largest accounting firm in North America, was the clear winner of our evaluation process, given our future plans to move Snipp to a US exchange. In any case, as you have seen from our results, there were no significant differences in our 2022 audit results, which is great. And moving forward, we have adjusted our financial systems to the interpretation of what our new auditors are comfortable with. This will make our 2023 audit easier, and has been the case since the inception of Snipp. We will be on time for the coming audit period. On behalf of all parties involved, I want to thank our investors for their patience and actually congratulate our team on getting us to this finish line. So moving on to our results, let's first begin with a recap of our business. As it has been several months since we last spoke to investors formally, and some of you may be new to the Snipp story, let's begin with our mission statement. At Snipp, our goal is to operate a modular customer acquisition, retention, and engagement platform that allows for the implementation of industry-agnostic marketing tactics that continuously generate first-party data. This data can be used by our clients to make intelligent decisions about their customers. First-party data strengthens relationships. It helps target the right audience, is more effective to collect, and most importantly, complies with increasing consumer privacy laws globally. Snipp is a global company with offices in 5 countries, and 20% of our annual sales take place outside of the US. Our solutions include shopper marketing promotions, loyalty, rewards, rebates, receipt processing, and an industry-first payment media network that operates similar to an advertising network. Additionally, we provide clients with the services and expertise to design, execute, and promote their own marketing programs. We are fortunate to work with some of the largest Fortune 500 companies in the world, assisting them to find and retain customers. Nestle, Kellogg's, that is now broken up into two companies called Kellanova and WK Kellogg, Procter & Gamble, and Mars are just a few of these large multinational customers who have utilized our platform, which has now been deployed in over 51 countries. Looking ahead, our focus is not only on scaling the business in the client segments where we have successfully operated to date, but also to expand our platform into new markets, and we'll talk about that further today. We aim to achieve this by further productizing and improving our suite of marketing and advertising solutions and expanding our presence with existing clients as well as acquiring new ones. The purchase level data we collect through our loyalty, rebate, and receipt solutions enables us to help brands better plan and optimize their advertising spend, not just for promotions and loyalty, but also across the $500 billion global advertising market. So let's talk about 2023. This year, Snipp experienced 2023, 66% revenue growth. So Snipp experienced 66% revenue growth during 2022 and reported last week that revenue has increased 28% during 2023 through the first 9 months. 23 was a pivotal year for the company with our new solutions, Gambit and Snipp Media, showing early and continued success. Gambit launched out of beta with Dave & Buster's, a NASDAQ-listed $2 billion company with over 200 locations in the United States. Snipp Media also launched a pilot program this past December with Bank of America and has additional partners scheduled for launch in 2024. We are excited to have these two new solutions to offer to our clients. On the whole, Snipp is actively expanding into new industries with recent wins in sectors like media with Sinclair Media, tobacco with Imperial Brands, beverage with Beam Suntory, and retail with Spencer's, a retail chain which controls the largest pop-up Halloween structure in the US, Spirit Halloween, with over 1,400 locations each year. In the construction vertical, we landed ICO, a global leader in roofing products. Contractors of theirs can submit receipts directly to Snipp's platform and have rebate checks automatically sent to their accounts. The success of these partnerships reinforces our focus on diversification and future growth. And our business in the EU continues to thrive too, with new partnerships secured with Ipsos, a French company, as well as Sika in Switzerland. These successes solidify our international reach and potential. We are moving in the right direction and scaling these new relationships will provide the foundation for our business to continue growing in the years to come. Let's turn to our Bally's relationship. As a reminder, in 2022, Bally's, a New York Stock Exchange listed company, invested $5 million directly into Snipp at 20 cents per share. The Bally's investment came along with a contract to build out their global loyalty platform. Over the course of the past 18 months, Snipp has powered Bally's Live, a streaming app for live sports in the US, and Bally's Rewards in the New Jersey market. Players can collect valuable reward points either on-premise in Atlantic City at Bally's locations or online at the Bally's casino if playing from the comfort of their homes. Those points can then be redeemed for other perks. We hope to add even more Bally's locations nationwide to the platform, along with other unique properties the company acquires. There will be more to come from our Bally's partnership in the future for sure. Our investments in Snipp Media are another area where Snipp has laid the foundation for growth. Snipp Media's Payment Media Network is an advertising network across banks' digital channels. Partners promote CPG SKU level offers to their cardholders who can earn cashback and loyalty points. We launched this industry-first solution on December 15th with Bank of America in a limited pilot. Bank of America has a massive audience of 47 million individuals in their banking apps, and we are honored that they chose to partner with us. It's a testament to our technology and its potential of disrupting the offers space. The pilot is ongoing, and preliminary results have been very encouraging. The national rollout is slated for early March. We're super excited by the potential impact this has on our 2024 growth and beyond. Moving on to how we are thinking about the business. We are confident in our growth opportunities and believe investing in our growth provides us with the best return on our capital. We like to invest in people, and our team has expanded. Our first CMO, Tom Trainer, and our first Chief Revenue Officer, Chris Kuba, have hit the ground running and expand our breadth of industries and the company's offerings. Our bookings backlog is currently at a record level, the highest in our company's history. We use this as one of the key measures that our investments are paying off. Beyond organic growth, we are also seeing positive shifts in the industry. Market consolidation among marketing firms creates exciting opportunities for established players like us. 2023 was a year that saw several promotion and marketing firms bought or absorbed by larger players. Our higher margin revenue is on the rise. Though current audit changes restrict detailed transparency, still the trajectory is clear. Looking ahead to 2024, inorganic opportunities are our top priority. We're actively seeking acquisitions to accelerate revenue growth. We are, in essence, creating a flywheel. Audience, engagement, loyalty, all of it driven by data. Create, engage, and retain the audience. This helps the client monetize either directly or through their advertising partners. The more data you have, the better decisions you make. It's quite simple. The market has been abuzz with AI and machine learning lately. None of this is new to Snipp. Our processing engine has always been facilitated by AI, which is only enabled by strong machine learning. Snipp has over 35 million receipts in our system and over 1 million unique users per year. ChatGPT doesn't give you personal information about people, but our platform does. Who is this customer? What did they buy? What did it cost? When and where did they buy it? Brands can leverage this information, and that's part of what we're selling to the brands. Finally, we would expect the fourth quarter of 2023 to show continued growth consistent with the year-to-date growth we've reported recently. So look forward to sharing that with you soon. Let's stop here. I'd like to introduce Richard Pistelli, CEO of Gambit Rewards, who will provide more details about Gambit and the opportunity. Richard?
Thank you, Atul. Everyone, I'm very excited to provide an update on the continuation of growth across our core business and the exciting developments we've experienced over the past year. Let's start with our core book of business. Last year was a period of significant growth and progress for us. We wanted to learn at all costs, and as such, run an operation focused more on user growth than profitability. As a young company, we wanted to understand our mechanics, consumer interaction, partner response, and incentives. And now with these learnings, we can focus on the profitable growth of Gambit. In the short term, you will see a reversal in the trend lines between revenue growth from Gambit and its margin, whereby we will be driving profitable growth with margin. To this effect, we successfully added half a dozen new partners, which has been a crucial step in laying the foundation of profitable growth for the Gambit platform. Our recent milestone partnership with Dave & Buster's should be noted as a major pivotal point. As many of you know, we've been in the market with a few smaller partners over the last year, and opportunities for us to showcase the capabilities of the platform, and our positive results ensued. But by landing Dave & Buster's as our first household name brand is a game changer. It truly validates everything we've been saying and demonstrates the immense potential of our platform. And as a reminder for those of you who know the business and those of you who are new to the story, Gambit Rewards is the only rewards experience that enables consumers to place free wagers on sports and iGames through their loyalty points. Consumers can partake in the same fun and excitement of real sports gaming, but without any cash risks. Our partners, loyalty companies, benefit from our gamification model by differentiating their programs and by engaging their customers with our very sticky value proposition. The nationwide partnership with Dave & Buster's introduces our free loyalty gaming experience to their millions of patrons. Users can now play their D&B points on live sporting events, either at a D&B restaurant or through the D&B app at home. And this marks a significant achievement for Gambit, opening the door to further adoption across the restaurant chain and entertainment sector. Our partnership with Dave & Buster's started with a soft launch in June, using a customized experience directly from within the D&B app. Feedback from D&B has been extremely positive, as they see our platform as a unique and perfect fit for their establishments. We've also managed to connect the loyalty point system to the sports watching experience, an area previously untapped by other large media companies and venues like the UFC and NFL. One of the main advantages of Gambit's solution is that users do not have to leave the experience in this application. They can stay within the D&B environment, making the process seamless and engaging at all times. The soft trial, which began in Texas, has now expanded nationwide and is expected to start an active marketing campaign in Q1 of 2024. Users have all responded enthusiastically, which gives us confidence that we can move beyond the soft launch phase and further promote the platform. But our progress doesn't stop there. We are continually scaling our pilot platform with partners like Swagbucks, American Express Loyalty Edge, Pentagon Federal Credit Union, and Income, amongst others. Additionally, we've added 6 new reward partners to our main site, gambitrewards.com, including Scooty and the BKFC, the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. We're also excited about the growing pipeline of more rewards partners and big brands, although some of our customers have requested confidentiality and will always prioritize honoring their privacy. Overall, we are incredibly proud of the strides we've made in expanding our platform's reach and driving adoption with prominent partners such as Dave & Buster's. The future is bright, and we're excited to continue our journey of revolutionizing loyalty and rewards programs across various industries. I'll now turn the call over to Jason Garcia, CFO, who will discuss Snip's financial results.
Thank you, Richard. I'm happy to report revenue for the third quarter of 2023 was $8.6 million compared to the third quarter of 2022 when we reported $7.9 million, an increase of 8% year over year, but also Q3 of 2023 represented the highest revenue quarter in the company's history. The company recognized EBITDA of approximately $30,000 during the third quarter versus $280,000 in Q3 2022. Revenue for the first 9 months of fiscal 23 was $22.6 million compared to the first 9 months of fiscal 2022 of $17.6 million, an increase of 28%. The company recognized EBITDA loss of $1.9 million during the first 9 months of fiscal 23 compared to EBITDA of $0.7 million in the prior year period. The net loss for Q3 2023 amounted to $185,000 compared to net loss of $85,000 in Q3 of 2022. The drop in EBITDA is largely the result of higher campaign infrastructure expenses as we continue to test new revenue streams while we pivot the business to longer-term, higher-margin revenues. These revenues often come with an extended sales cycle, which is why profitability in the short term will appear lower. However, our investments in the first half of the year have already shown positive improvements, as in Q3, we returned back to EBITDA positive. The bookings backlog stood at $14.5 million on September 30th, 2023, an increase of 17% from September 30th, 2022 of $12.4 million. Bookings backlog represents a number of different signed contracts and with multiple types of revenue representing the Snip product portfolio. Every contract signed each quarter will add to this growing backlog. Snip defines bookings backlog as future revenue from existing customer contracts to be recognized in future quarters. Bookings get translated into revenues based on IFRS principles, and the bookings backlog reflects how revenues in future quarters are steadily being booked today. This revenue gives the company better revenue visibility each quarter. I will now turn the call back over to Atul.
Okay, thanks, Jason. Before we begin Q&A, I wanted to add a few additional comments. Snip is focused on building a data platform that enables annualized positive EBITDA growth. As we move to 2024, our focus is shifting towards prioritizing sustainable, profitable growth as we had a couple of years back before making these acquisitions. We will be more selective with our revenue opportunities, keeping a closer eye on positive contributions to margins. We expect profitable growth to continue and those margins to move back towards the historical range as Gambit scales its customer base and we expand the Snip Media product. We believe we are well positioned to achieve this objective. If you take away one theme from this call, it'll be this. It does not matter what business you are in. It could be retail, gaming, media, or even basic business like construction. If you're not innovating, you won't survive. If you're not building a brand and loyalty, you will struggle. If you're not making it easier and more efficient for your constituents to interact with your platform, those folks will go someplace else. Snip helps its customers solve all these problems at a financial cost that may be trivial to the client's total enterprise expenditures, but meaningful and lucrative to Snip's shareholders. We have 62 people right now, which is the highest we've ever had on this on a conference call. So thank you, everybody, for your patience while we dealt with the audit, but continue to focus on growing the business. We received over 50 questions yesterday and over the last week, actually. So what we've done, since we're already almost 30 minutes into this call, we selected the list of most commonly asked questions. For the rest, you know, we'll get back to you, investors and their groups, one-on-one, via email or via, you know, phone calls with you guys. So what we've done is we've summarized these questions. Let me start with the first. So I'm going to read out the question as it came in, right? How aggressively are you pursuing acquisitions, and what would are you looking at adding to complement the current business? So on this one, you know, we are being very targeted and opportunistic. We're not going to compete in auctions or looking to do something splashy or transformational, but we talk frequently to many companies that, you know, at different strategic levels. We try to seek out shareholder enhancing value that can help the company scale faster, but keeps it within the core of, you know, the strategies that we have. So, you know, we're looking at acquisitions and that'll allow us to enter into new industries that we don't currently operate in. You know, as the market consolidates, there are opportunities of smaller players using our platform more effectively. So that would be how I would look at our acquisition strategy. The next question that we got that was quite common across the list that we received from various investors was, what levers are you looking at pulling to help unlock shareholder value? Example, a NASDAQ listing. What do you see as the biggest growth drivers? So in summary, you know, continued profitable growth, increasing margins, EBITDA, uplisting to a major exchange when the time's right, is really what we are focused on. You know, with our management team and board owning a combined 42% of the company, you can be rest assured that we are always evaluating ways to drive value for all shareholders. The third question we received was, we know you want to improve margins. How do margin targets look like in 2024 and 2025? And how should we expect those improved margins to impact growth? Great question. So, you know, growth without margin isn't really worth anything. So we want to grow profitably. And our focus in 2024, as I said, is on moving margins back towards the historical norms as we strategically walk away from unprofitable revenue. Primarily, these types of revenue stem from new product launches, market share capture strategies that we've adopted, or new market seeding activities to generate case studies and learnings in new industries that we want to test out. The majority of that in the short term is improving the margin profile of Gambit Rewards right now, and Richard has already talked about that. So the good news is y'all should be able to see proof of a margin pivot, so to speak, back to, you know, its historical levels starting as soon as the first quarter of 2024. So we look forward to sharing that with you as we scale through this year. The next question we got was, what are your 1, 3, and 5 year revenue growth targets? So we don't provide guidance, but when we think internally about our core SNP business, which we call internally Mother Earth, and then when we think about Gambit, which for us internally is codenamed the Moon, and when we talk about SNP Media now, which we have codenamed Mars, we believe that there is a significant upside beyond the 30 million plus in revenues we should report for 2023. So just to stay with the analogy, Houston is doing everything in its power to make all these click together. Now, again, don't expect the growth to be all up and to the right, since we've made strategic decisions to trade some revenues for margins that'll help the business fund further growth opportunities. But we have said before that internally, we believe our current business opportunities would be to build a 75 million revenue company that's EBITDA positive over the next few years. That's the way I think about our next 3 to 5 years. Next question, any significant changes in the advertising landscape that you see impacting the business? So look, with privacy becoming more and more important, the importance of clean, operated, and compliant data that clients have access to becomes the new gold rush. All of our products are geared to creating first-party operated data to help our clients make faster, actionable decisions that are very personalized and accurate. So the landscape is only helping us. Next question that we received was, any updates on strategic partnerships? How are these being incentivized? So I'd love to share our deal structures, but we can't due to NDAs. But suffice it to say that no two deals are the exact same. We negotiate very carefully and deliberately with partners to ensure that deal structures are a win-win for all parties involved. Our deal terms with Bally's, as an example, are public information and a good guide on a strategic partnership and the type of deal we try and strike. With Gambit and Dave & Buster's, those are profitable relationships, as are deal terms with Bank of America that incentivizes both parties to grow and share revenue streams. Okay, next question. Any key takeaways from the prolonged audit worth noting? Look, at this point, we're just happy to have this behind us. And even though it took a long time to get through, it did not reveal any major or minor, for that matter, shortcomings in our books. So I guess the only learning we had was, don't change auditors if you don't have to. Next question. What progress are you making with the banks? Are banks also developing their own infrastructure in a way that could impede SNPF's progress? We addressed this in our earlier questions. Our Bank of America relationship and with Triple, which is the division of PNC Bank, are basically testament to the progress we have made. And as we said before, our relationship with the CPG brands puts us in a really enviable position. How would you judge the competitive landscape in general? So we are very encouraged by the competitive landscape. We see it in the quality of people we are attracting to SNP. What I mean by that is our hires in 2023 are a testament to the fact that we are getting high quality leaders from our competitors to join us. In general, also a wave of consolidation is helping us be one of the few turnkey independent marketing and promotion platforms still standing. So yeah, competition is actually hopefully reducing as we are seeing it, and we are attracting better people. Next question. How do you see AI impact your business? Positive, negative? Okay, so AI is going to have a positive impact on our business, no question. You know, our SnipCheck transaction processing engine already has a version operating with ChatGPT embedded into it. I'm really excited by the results. We did have a kind of AI in it before that was homegrown, but it wasn't at the scale of ChatGPT. So taking our learnings from the last few years and now putting in a product that's focused on just that piece, you know, is really exciting to see what we can do with it. We also believe our customer service costs will decline with the use of AI, and we have plans to build a predictive analysis tool with an AI engine. So again, all of this can only work if you have data. AI is useless without data. SNP produces bootloads of compliant first-party data. So either ways, AI is going to help us. When will your stock begin trading again? We are working actively with the stock exchange to make that happen. They have a process. I'd love to give you a date, but every time I've given a date in the past year, things have changed on me, because I don't control them. So my best guess is by the end of this month, if not earlier. Right now, the exchange is doing background checks on the officers and directors because we haven't traded for a while. So as soon as that gets done, hopefully they'll give us the green light. Okay, so I think this was a set of questions that we got asked that was pretty common across what we received. So at this point, I don't have much more. We'd look forward to chatting with you guys again as soon as our 2023 audit gets done. We have started the process and definitely plan to be on time. So thank you, everybody, for taking the time. We will put a recording of this call on our website, as well as update our investor docs and put the transcript out there. But feel free to email, call, happy to chat with all of you. Thank you.